This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Congress has until Friday night to come up with a spending bill and avoid a government shutdown. The House is set to vote tomorrow on a bill that would keep the government open through September. Joining us live now on our line to Washington, ABC News national correspondent Stephen Portnoy. Stephen, good morning. The bill is up for vote, being proposed by Republicans. Does it look like it's going to have enough support to pass?
We don't know. We're going to see. Look, it's been described by Republican leaders as a clean CR. It's not squeaky clean. It takes some money from some executive branch agencies and gives it over, some of it over to the Defense Department. The idea here is that Speaker Johnson is intent on trying to jam the Senate by passing it, if he can do it, tomorrow and then leaving town. Democrats actually have a planned retreat at the back end of the week. So if Speaker Johnson can thread this needle and get all of his Republican members in line behind this continuing resolution that funds the government through the end of September, then the ball will be placed in the Senate's court, and it'll be up to Senate leader, Democratic leader Chuck Schumer, as to whether he's going to provide with his colleagues enough support to get this over the finish line onto the president's desk and avoiding a shutdown on Friday night. The challenge for the Democrats is they have progressive activists all across the country clamoring for them to do something at a pivotal moment to stand up and demonstrate that they are not on board with the DOGE-related cuts and other things that are going on across the executive branch right now. You know, Democrats don't have a lot of leverage here. They're in the minority in the House and the Senate. They certainly don't want to see the government shut down, but they want to make a stand and say the principle here is that if Congress appropriates money, it ought to be spent by the executive. And the president and the DOGE team are saying, well, you know, we're identifying waste and we're eliminating thousands of jobs. And the Democrats in Congress want to try to see if there's a way that they can prevent that from happening. But the Republicans who control both houses are not on board for that. So that's the dynamic as we watch either the passage of a CR that prevents a government shutdown or we watch a train wreck in slow motion.
Stephen, let's talk tariffs. President Trump had said, you know, there could be short-term pain. Now he's not ruling out a recession.
The president on Air Force One last night told a reporter that he believes the tariffs are going to be the greatest thing that we've ever done as a country, going to make our country rich again. It remains to be seen exactly what's happening here. You know, the president late last week was talking about a 250% tariff on Canadian dairy and lumber. You know, he's delayed the imposition of tariffs on Canada and Mexico until early April. That's next month when he would apply what he describes as reciprocal tariffs on a wide array of countries all over the world that he says have put one over on the U.S. by having their own tax structures. And so he wants to what he sees as correcting an imbalance. But the risk, as expressed by economists, is that this will only increase prices for American consumers. The president has had a variety of different rationales for tariffs. He believes that they can force other countries to change their policies, and that's the idea of a drug war here with fentanyl with Canada and Mexico. But he also talks about protecting domestic manufacturing, which is why the UAW is on board for tariffs. And he talks about raising revenue, which is why many of his economic aides are on board. This idea that somehow it could balance out the cost of some of his promised tax cuts. Let's see what happens.
right, thank you very much, Stephen. ABC News national correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.